This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Nathan Tudor. Nathan's the president and CEO of the Midcoast Health System. We'll talk to him today about Midcoast, about top priorities today, about advice for leaders, about what he's seeing in his market, and a little bit more. Nathan, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me on today. And a little bit about myself. I'm the president and CEO of Midcoast Health System. We're based out of El Campo, Texas. It's a rural community on the Texas Gulf Coast, kind of in South Texas, south of Houston. And a little bit about me. I grew up in Tennessee, always had an interest in helping people, and that's what actually spurred my interest in healthcare administration. I've worked in the for-profit sector and the not-for-profit sector, mainly in Texas. And Midcoast is where I've been for the last 4 years. And we're really excited about some of the things that we're doing here.
Take a moment, Nathan, and talk to us about Midcoast. Tell the audience about Midcoast. Size the system, what you're doing, 3-4 points of pride. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So when I got here, we were just a standalone independent hospital called El Campo Memorial Hospital. And we saw a need for expanding services in rural communities kind of like ours. And we were one hospital and one rural health clinic. And now we're about to become three hospitals and a couple mini hospitals and about 20 different clinic locations stretching from the Gulf Coast all the way into Central Texas. So we're excited about expanding coverage. We really like their model and what it allows hospitals, in particular rural hospitals, to do and actually kind of thrive. So, you know, some of the things that we're really proud of is that we're able to allow rural communities to have a presence and a hospital in those communities. So people don't necessarily have to drive to a city to receive some basic healthcare services. And we think that our model is very effective. It allows local control and decision-making to happen, which we think is very, very important in rural communities, because hospitals really are part of the identity and fabric of a lot of rural communities. So we know that's something that's very, very important to us, is to be able to provide those services locally. It also, you know, provides employment opportunities. It enhances the economic viability of some of these rural communities, and it's just really important. And we want to continue to provide the outreach services that we're currently doing and bring more options, specialty physicians and services to these areas that have kind of been overlooked in some cases.
And talk about Midcoast Health System. When you talk about the model, it help us understand further, what is the model and how it differs from a traditional not-for-profit health system, or does it differ?
Well, it doesn't really differ as far as structure, but what we've been able to do is work. El Campo is a PPS hospital, and we really like to partner PPS hospitals with critical access hospitals, develop some synergies to help both hospitals work in conjunction with each other, and especially in areas where in some rural communities, like, you see talent gaps. You know, great example is business office services or laboratory services, where when you put these hospitals together, you may be able to attract some top talent to kind of work in bringing those synergies and helping multiple communities. So it's been really a nice effective model. But from a governance standpoint, we still maintain local boards over the hospital, and then we have a larger board over the whole system, the Midcoast board, and it brings specific board members from each community onto the governing board for the whole system.
Thank you. And my dumb question of the day is, it's called Midcoast, and when we think about Texas, obviously there's some big coast in Houston, Galveston, and other places, but we generally don't think about Texas having coasts. So which coast is Midcoast near?
Yeah, so we're on the Gulf Coast. We're probably about an hour south of Houston, kind of in between Houston, Corpus Christi, Victoria area. And so that's where El Campo is located. We're about 30 miles from the Gulf of Mexico. We actually have a hospital in Palacios, Texas, which is actually right on the Gulf of Mexico. That's their physical location.
And is it beautiful there? Is that where the kids used to go for spring break to South Padre Island? Is that that area of the world?
No, we're probably north of there about 4 hours, but it is definitely a beautiful place. It's a great climate, great for outdoor activities. And the nice thing about it is you're so close to some of the urban areas, you know, an hour from Houston, 2 hours from San Antonio, about 2 hours from Austin. It's so easy to get everywhere. We're right off Interstate 69, major thoroughfare from all the way down to the border. So,
and the outdoor activities what are the outdoor activities there?
Yeah, a lot of fishing out in the bay and off in the Gulf. It's a hunter's paradise if you like to bird hunt or deer hunt. It's a really nice area for that. It's great climate year round, never gets really too cold. It's always pretty nice. I mean, the only thing that we worry about sometimes are hurricanes, but we know how to deal with those. So it's a great area.
And as a health system today, as CEO, what do you look at as your top three priorities currently? I could spend the rest of the time actually talking about the hunting and the fishing and the area and what you do, and I enjoy it tremendously. I just want to make sure I talk some healthcare for our audience that's listening.
Sure.
Nathan, tell, and I apologize for guiding you to the hunting and fishing area because it's very interesting to me, and the geography of these different places in the country is so interesting to me. But take a moment and tell me, what do you look at as top priorities today for Midcoast?
Yeah, obviously we want to continue to grow and expand, and that means bringing in other partner hospitals to our system. We're talking with a couple other community hospitals right now. Would love for them to be part of that. Continuing.
When you talk to bring them in as part of your system, it's really a shared services model, because Midcoast is still a not-for-profit, isn't it?
It is a not-for-profit system. And it's not really shared services, but we all work together to find those synergies. We like for each hospital to have its own identity, because every community is different. Every community has different needs, and we want to meet those needs. And we think that people that live locally make the best decisions as to what services, et cetera, are offered in those communities. So we like that model to work with the local governance team, the local management team, to bring those services to that specific community. But where it makes sense to, from a buying standpoint, from an IT standpoint, to work with, we're a self-insured organization to drive our employee healthcare costs lower. Those are areas that we kind of take advantage of and work together on. But we feel like we offer a unique model to where local control, there's local control, local decisions, and that's how we think healthcare is best provided in rural communities. And we know that we can't do everything, nor are we ever going to try to do everything. But what we do, we want to be the best at, have the communities trust us to provide the care that we can best provide locally, and then get them to the tertiary centers if they need a higher level of care. And that's what I think we do really, really well. And we provide outstanding customer service. That's one of our hallmarks, taking care of our patients like they're part of our family, because they are. You're taking care of your friends and your neighbors, the people you see at the grocery store, the people you see at church. So it means a little bit more for the people that you're taking care of. You know, the other things that we're looking at is, how can we bring certain specialty services to some of these locations? And these partnerships allow us to do that, to work with certain specialty physicians to get them to some of these locations where one community itself might not have enough to support a particular specialty. But if you can put three or four together, then there's certainly enough to provide that specialty care services in some of those locations. And that's definitely another priority that we have. And again, just continue to do the right things every day. That's always a priority. Do the right thing for the patient every single day.
Well, fantastic. And talk about, Nathan, you've had a chance to enjoy and grow into leadership, magnificent role. What advice would you give other leaders that want to be terrific leaders?
So the first thing I would tell anybody is, nothing replaces hard work. So always work hard, be diligent, do the right things, listen, take advice, surround yourself with great people, great teams, be a great cheerleader, encourage people, and really have a passion for what you do and remember why you're doing it. And, you know, we have a great responsibility as a leader in healthcare to take care of people when they come to you in a time of great need. So have compassion. I like to tell everybody that compassion, common sense, go a long way. And just being nice to people and loving everybody around you, that's the advice I would give.
That's fantastic. And what are you most excited about today? You've had this great growth. You're trying to unite these systems to work them together across different hospitals and health systems. What are you most excited about today?
You know, I'm most excited about the opportunities that we've got in front of us, especially in rural healthcare. There's so many unique challenges specifically to rural healthcare. We've got a lot of great opportunities ahead. So figuring out, you know, what the next step is, and obviously the continued growth. We always want to continue to grow and partner with local hospitals and health systems and physicians and just people in these rural communities to continue to enhance those services. That's what has got me most excited. Once this thing took off, it has been just a phenomenal growth pattern, and we want to continue to see that. We think that we will, because we think that we offer some things that other people don't, and that's why we're great partners with these rural communities. So looking forward to more growth, adding a few more hospitals to the portfolio, and helping some more communities continue to provide health care.
It truly fascinating, because you hear in rural healthcare so many challenges. And one of the things that's inspiring to me is how many people I talk to, like you, and CEOs of small rural hospitals, CEOs of critical access hospitals. You know, we're, regardless of so many challenges out there, they are finding ways to make it work and keeping rural hospitals and critical access hospitals, with a lot of help, thriving. And they're so integral to the communities they're a part of. They're often the biggest employer. The communities can't survive without some health care nearby. And so it's magnificent what you're doing. And Nathan, we appreciate you so much joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
thank you so much for taking some time to talk with me, and thank you for all the work that you do. And again, I appreciate the focus in on rural health care today. It's something that's so important and dear to my heart, and I'm glad that we got to speak today.
Thank you very much.